FM 94.3 WJTL Mac Powell 1991. Hey, good morning to you at 7:04.
Hey, look for the WJTL Parade crew tomorrow at Slanco Fair Parade. The parade steps off at 6 p.m. and WJTL will be the front, helping lead the way. Find out more at Slanco Fair and Parade at slancofair.org.
This morning, our very special guests are Neil and Hudson Rice. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Fred. Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, we're here with Hudson's toy sale. We're going to talk about that on the way. Neil, first, anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my wife because she is the driving force behind getting things done for Hudson's toy sale.
Nice. And Hudson, anybody you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to all my friends and my little brother, Miles.
Aw, that's cute. So where do you go to school, Hudson?
Smoketown Elementary.
What grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade. And is that the same school your dad went to when he was in elementary school?
Yeah.
Do you have any teachers there that had your dad as a student?
I used to, but then they retired.
They retired.
I'm getting old.
Pretty cool. Well, today we're talking about Hudson's toy sale. And Neil, I love the story about how this got started. Tell us that.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We were on a family trip to Chicago, and so happened as we were walking through the city that we did come across a number of homeless people. And it really moved Hudson's heart and made an impact on him. And so we were talking about this, and actually on the flight home, he was asking if there's something he could do. He came up with the idea of gathering his toys and selling them to raise money and give that to the homeless. That was his initial idea.
Right. That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
So what happened that first year? How did that all take place?
Well, the first year, his friends came alongside him. They donated some toys. We had some friends that came to our house. It was almost more of a yard sale type of a feel.
Yeah.
A bunch of people showed up. And, you know, we were able to, through that, raise, I think, a little over $1,000. And we gave that to Conestoga Valley Christian Community Services.
Wow.
And they're using it then to help.
$1,000 from used toy sale.
That's right.
From a yard sale.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That, I mean, when we'd have a yard sale, we'd be happy if we had enough to buy pizza afterwards.
So
$1,000 is amazing.
It was. And people were so generous. Just, you know, wasn't even so much as buying toys. People come along and just hand you some money for the cause.
So how long ago was that this started?
That was 4 years ago. We're coming up on our fourth Hudson's toy sale.
And since then, what has Hudson's toy sale's impact been like?
It's been amazing. There's so many people in our community that have rallied around this, and God has blessed it, and it's grown every year. Yeah. Last year, together with all the folks helping us, we raised over $14,000.
Amazing.
And we're hoping to increase that this year.
Yeah. Last year, we were able to be part of Hudson's Toy Sale. I played in Steve Courtney's band. We were there at Victory, and we were playing outside as people were walking around and coming in. That was a load of fun. And that's the first I had ever heard of Hudson's Toy Sale. And you're going to do something like that again. You have an event coming up.
We are. It's Saturday, September 28th, so it's coming up here real soon. It's at Victory Church, our church. That's where Hudson and I and our family worship, and it's at the Greenfield location. So, yeah, it's coming up here real soon.
What time is it that day?
It starts at 9 o'clock, goes till 1.
Yeah. So what kind of stuff is going to take place this year?
Well, we have, of course, lots of toys, all kinds of toys for sale.
Yeah.
We also have a lot of, we like to say, if you want to start your Christmas shopping early, is a good time to do it.
Yeah.
We have things like spa gift cards.
Wow.
We have a guided waterfowl hunt right here in Lancaster County.
That's
kind of
cool.
We have all kinds of different items that are for sale to help raise money. We're also going to have face painting and balloon animals and all those types of things for the kids. It'd be a really fun atmosphere.
Yeah, it's all happening at Victory Church at the Greenfield location. If people want more information, is there a way online that they can get the details of that day?
Yeah, the best thing to do is just search us up on Facebook or on Instagram, Hudson's Toy Sale, and you'll find all the information.
Awesome. We're going to talk more with Neil and Hudson coming up. It's coming up Saturday, September 28th. Get the details online. Just do a search, Hudson's Toy Sale. You'll find out all the details. More music on the way, too. Apollo LTD is next. The best part,